Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We are up to Siv Beis, the last line on page 64. The Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Lahosif Michol Ala Kodesh. Some say there's an Indian of Tosefes Shabbos of adding on from the Chol to the Kodesh. Uzman Tosefes Zehu Mitchilas Hashkiyah. The time of Tosefes Shabbos begins at Shkia. We're going to go into great detail about exactly what these times are. From Shkia, where the sun cannot be seen on the earth anymore, until the Zman of Bein Hashmashos. The Hazman Hazeh, and this time, Shehu Shlosha Milan Urevia, which is the time it takes to walk 3 mil and a quarter of a mil. Now, as we know, to walk a mil takes 18 minutes. So 3 mil is 3 times 18 is 54 minutes, and a quarter of a mil is 4.5 minutes, so it's 58 and a half minutes. From Shkia until 58 and a half minutes later, that's the Zman that you can add on to Shabbos. Rotzo lasoso kulo tosefes osa. If you want to make that whole long Zman into Tosefes Shabbos, you can do it. Rotzo lasos bimenu miktsas osa. If you want to make part of it into Tosefes Shabbos, then you can as well. Ubelvad she Yosef eze Zman she Vadayom Echol Al Kodesh. As long as you add on some time that is Vadayom onto the Kodesh. That's where we're going to stop for today. We have a lot to see with Mishabura, a very important Bir Halacha. But the Mechaber is telling us again that there are those who say that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, adding on from the weekday to Shabbos. And that Zman, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, is from the beginning of Shkia, when the sun cannot be seen on the earth, and through the Zman of Bein HaShmashos. That's the time that you can take for Tosefes Shabbos. Once Bein HaShmashos comes, so then already it's a Safek Laila, maybe it's really Shabbos. That's not Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is adding on to a time that is not Shabbos. If you want to make it all Tosefes Shabbos, you can. If you want to make a little bit of it, you can. As long as you add a little bit of time, which is Vada Yom, from the Chol onto the Kodesh. So now let's see the Mishabura and get clarity in exactly what we're talking about. We're starting in Sivkatan Yotes, the last line in the Mishabura on page 64. There are those who say, Shetzarach Lahosif, Bein Bechnisaso, Bein Biyitziyaso. This mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos is both in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. Ukediiso Lakamon Mesimin Reish Sadi Gimel, Sif Aleph, like we'll see later on in Reish Sadi Gimel, Ayin Shom. The Einal Hazman Hazel Lo Lav Lo Kares. One who does melacha during this time of Tosefes Shabbos will not be over any lav. He will not be over kares. Ki in mitzvah saseh min haTorah. All it is a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. The alfinam de Gemara Rosh Hashanah Davtes, and it's learnt out in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Davtes. Midiksiv biyom haKippurim. It's from the famous pasuk that's written by Yom Kippur. The inisem es nafshoseichem. One should afflict his nefesh b'tisho lachodesh on the 9th of the month. Ba'erev, in the evening, may erev ad erev, from evening till evening, tishbasu shabbatchem, you should rest, you should have your Shabbos. That is the pasuk that tells us that we fast on Yom Kippur, but the lashon of the pasuk is a little bit funny. We know that Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei, and the pasuk says, v'nisim es nashoseichem, b'tisho lachodesh ba'erev, which means the 9th of the month at night, the night after the 9th of the month, which is really the 10th of the month. It's a funny way of saying it. And therefore the Gemara says as follows, V'aminan, Yochol B'tisha Misanin. I might think from this pasuk that we fast on the 9th of Tishrei. Tamalomar Ba'erev. Therefore the pasuk, after it says, V'nisim es nashoseichem B'tisha Lachodesh, it says Ba'erev, that we're not fasting the 9th. I Ba'erev Yochol Mishetachshach. So if it just said Be'erev, I would think that it only starts after dark, after the 9th. Tamalomar Batisha. Therefore it says also Batisha. Okay, so how do we work out the two things? It seems to say the fast on the 9th, and it also seems to say the fast at night, which is after the 9th. So the Gemara tells us, Maschil umisana mibodyum. We start the fast while it is still day. Kedei lahosef mechol ala kodesh. That way we're adding on to Yom Kippur. It says you should fast on the 9th. So we actually are fasting a little bit on the 9th because we're adding to Yom Kippur earlier and starting the fast on the 9th. The real fast is Miba Erev at night, which is the 10th, but it says Batisha, so that teaches us that you have a mitzvah of adding on to the fast of Yom Kippur. Vigan bi Yitziyasa Mosef, that's in the beginning of Yom Kippur. But Zakta Gemara, you also add on to the end of Yom Kippur, Midiksiv Me Erev Ad Erev, because the Pasuk says from evening till evening, so the same way in the beginning of Yom Kippur you add on for the 9th, you also add on after Yom Kippur, beginning and end. Umidiksiv tishbasu shabatchem, and from the last words that we brought down in the pasuk that says tishbasu shabatchem yalfinam, we learn out the kol mokom shenemar shvos, anywhere that it says to rest, kemo shabbos v'yomtov, like shabbos and yomtov, gam kein tzarech lahusif elishbos v'malacha, you also need to add on and to rest from malacha. So the pasuk is written by Yom Kippur. We first learn Tosefes Yom HaKippur in the beginning, and then we learn Tosefes Yom HaKippur at the end, and then we extend whatever we learned by Yom Kippur to doing malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. So that is the source of Tosefes Shabbos. Uzman Tosefes hu al korcha kodem ein hashmashos. We know Bein Hashmashos is twilight. We'll discuss exactly when it is, but the Zman of Bein Hashmashos is Safek Yom Safek Laila. So the Zman of adding on to Shabbos has to be before that time of Bein Hashmashos. The Bein Hashmashos is Safek Shem Hu Laila. Bein Hashmashos already is a Safek. Maybe it's nighttime. V'chayiv Aleha Asham Talui. And during that time, if you do Malacha, you would be Chayiv and Asham Talui. V'lo Tzarek Kralo Sufi. And we don't need a Pasuk to add on the Isra Malacha during Bein Hashmashos. It's for sure Asr anyway, May Safek. So Tosefes Shabbos is going to be adding on an Isra Malacha before Bein Hashmashos begins. The Mechaber then explains that this man is Mitchilas Hashkiyah Shein HaShemesh Niris Al Ha'aretz Adzman Bein Hashmashos. So says the Mishabur of Agis of Katan Chav, Hu Das Rabbeinu Tam V'Siyato. This sheet of the Mechaber is bringing down is the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. We're going to see in today's shiur in the Bir Halacha and in tomorrow's shiur in the Mishabura, the other shita, which is the Gra and the Ga'inim. We're going to see the two famous shitas. But for right now, the sheet of the Mechaber that says the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos can start from the beginning of Shkia until the Zman of Bein Hashmashos, which is 58 and a half minutes later, that is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. The Svir Elu, they hold. The Shtei Shkios Hein. They hold there are two Shkias. There's a first Shkia and there's a second Shkia. Mitchila Nichseis Hachama Meinenu V'Shokas. The first Shkia is that the sun is hidden from our eyes. The sun sets. V'hu Anikra Tchilas Hashkia. That's called the Tchilas Hashkia. That's what we call Shkia. That's sunset. That's when you can no longer see the sun on the earth. V'shoeh Kedei Shlosha Milin Urevia Mil. And then the time takes 3 mil and a quarter of a mil, 58 and a half minutes, like we just calculated. Va'adayin yomhu. It is still day from Shkia for another 58 and a half minutes, 3 mil and another quarter. It is still day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Ume'oz v'hola mastril hashkia shnia. 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia, then begins the second Shkia. Sha'oz mastril lihishaka ha'or lagamri. That's when the light starts getting hidden. It's dark. So by Shkia Sachama, the first Shkia, you can't see the sun anymore, but it's still light outside. The second Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes later, that's when already the light is no longer there. V'hu Nikra Sofa Shkia, that's called the end of Shkia. 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. V'nimshach Zmana Kedeshir Mahalach Shlosha Rivei Mil. After 58 and a half minutes from the first Shkia to the second Shkia, that starts Bein Hashmashos, and Bein Hashmashos then goes 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. Shu Elof V'Chamesh Me'os Amah, the time it takes to walk 1,500 Amah, V'hu Bein Hashmashos. So you have 58 and a half minutes, and then 13 and a half minutes. 58 and a half plus 10 is 68 and a half, plus another 4 and a half gets you to 72 minutes. So 13 and a half, rather. So it gets you to 72 minutes. V'hu Bein Hashmashos. Those 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmashos. V'achar kach yotzim shlosha kochavim beinunim. Shehem simen laila. And then 3 stars, average size, come out, and that's a sign of nighttime. V'nimtza sheladaito. Turns out that according to the Shita of the Mechaber, who's going in Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Mitchilas Hashkia Ad Seiso Kochavim, from the beginning of sunset until the stars come out, Seiso Kochavim, he arbaas milat, it's 4 mil, which is 4 times 18, which is 72. That's what we get 72 minutes from. V'ayin Masha Kasavnu Besamuch, and look what we're going to say shortly. which we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow, but we'll see it in the Bir Halacha tonight. The Harbe Poskim Chokim Azeh. Many Poskim argue on this. Let's just summarize this Shita for right now. The Mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkiyas. Shkia, which is sunset, is at one time, and then it takes 58 and a half minutes until it gets to the second Shkia. That time is Vada Yom. That's day. 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is day, then it's the second Shkia, then begins Bein HaShmashos for 13 and a half minutes. That's Tzeis HaKochavim. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Mechaber, that 13 and a half minutes is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. The 58 and a half minutes before that, from after Shkia, that's Vadayom, so that's the time of Tosefa Shabbos. You can add on 3 minutes, you could add on 50 minutes. That is going to be Tosefa Shabbos according to Bein Otam, because you're adding on to a Zman that is Vadayom. So says the Mishnah Berurah, look what we're going to see shortly, the Harbi Poskim Cholkim Azeh, many Poskim argue on this. The Sviralu, and they hold, the Miyad Shen Niskasa Achama Meinenu, they say, what are you talking about? The moment Shkia comes, that we can no longer see the sun, that's already Bein HaShmashos. Shu Safek Yom Safek Laila. So this is a major machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that from sunset, what we call sunset, you have 58 and a half minutes of Vadayom. And others hold, no, the second you have the first sunset, that is already Safek Yom Safek Laila. Like, that's Shabbos. That's a suffix. Maybe it's Shabbos already. You for sure can't do Malacha then. You want to add on to Tosefa Shabbos, it has to be before that, before Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, nothing even starts a suffix till 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia when you have the second Shkia. So if you want to add on to Tosefa Shabbos, it's within the 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. All that time is available for you to add on to Shabbos. We're going to finish the Mishnah Berurah of what we saw in the Mechaber, and then we're going to see the Bir Halacha that explains very clearly what the source of this big Machloka is between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra is based on the Gemaras. We'll see that shortly. Let's just see two more Mishnah Berurahs. Sivkoton Chaf Aleph. So he said in the Mechaber, so once you have these 58 and a half minutes, which is Vada Yom, that's the Zman available for Tosefa Shabbos. If you want to take a little, take a little. You want to take a lot, take a lot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzo Lasos, Hainu Ayudei Dibur. The way you should take your Tosefa Shabbos is through speaking it out, through speech. Shehu Mekablu Olav L'Shem Tosefa Shabbos. That you're being Mekabel B'peh, that this is going to be my addition to Shabbos. O Ayudei Amiras Baruchu. Or through saying Baruch Hu and davening, like we'll see, it'll come up as if Dalid. The Imbahani Ozek Kabbalah believe, and if it works to Makabel Shabbos early for Tosefa Shabbos just in your heart, Ayin Lakamah Mesimin Tofrei Shches, of Gimel, Bahagov, and Mishnevu Risham, and note 23 brings down a Machlokos over there, Lagabi Kabbalah's Tainus, if it works, believe or not. So the Mishnevu here seems to be saying the same Machlokos would be over here, Lagabi Kabbalah's Tosefa Shabbos, if it works, believe or not, but certainly it's better to do it bepeh. The Ayin Lakamah Bereish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Bahagov. Look what we'll see later on in a couple of simanim, that our minog is Shahaisha Hamadlekes Neros L'Shabbos, that a woman who lights Shabbos candles, Him Mekabela Shabbos B'Hadlaka Zo. She is being automatically Mekabel Shabbos with her Hadlaka. The obvious diuk is, and it's pointed out over here in note 24, and we'll see it later, that when a man is lighting, it's not assumed that he's being Mekabel Shabbos. A Stam man lighting candles is not being Mekabel Shabbos. A Stam woman that's lighting candles is being Mekabel Shabbos. We'll go into that in much greater detail in Mirtz Hashem in Simon Reish Samach Gimel. Sivkoton Chav Beis, Eizes Man. The last point that we saw in the Mechaber is, take a lot of time, take a little time, as long as you take some time with Tosefa Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo Sagi Bo Safa Koshu. It's not enough to take a koshu of Hosafa, Eloshet Tzarech Tzasios, you need a little more than that. Vishira Tosefes in Bein Hashmashos Biyachad Ola Kemat Chatzishah V'ayim Bir Halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah ends up and says the Shira Tosefes together with Bein Hashmashos, we saw according to the Mechaber in Rabbeinu Tam, Bein Hashmashos is all of 13 and a half minutes. So Tosefes Shabbos with the Bein Hashmashos all together is around a half an hour. That's what he says, and I am Bir Halacha. That's what will stop in the Mishnah Berurah. I want to do a very important Bir Halacha. It's back on page Lamed Gimel. So now we're going to get the source and where Rabbeinu Tam comes from and where the Gra comes from. We'll see another Shita as well. So we're in Divra Maskil Mitchilas Hashkia, which is towards the end of the skinny lines. Tam L'chol Zeh. The reason for this whole business. What's going on over here in the Mechaber? The Hinei B'Psochim Tzadi Dalet Issa. The Gemara in Psochim Tzadi Dalet says, the Mishkia Sachama Atzei Sokochovim Shir Dalet Milin. The Gemara says straight up, from Shkia, from sunset, till Seis HaGochavim, is 4 mil. Again, a mil is 18 minutes, 4 mil is 72 minutes. So the Gemara says straight up, from Shkia to Seis HaGochavim is 72 minutes. That's the Mefurash Gemara. Well, it doesn't say 72 minutes, it says 4 mil, which we'll say is 72 minutes. U'bishabbos, Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hei, Isa, it's brought down in Mesech HaShabbos, the Mishkia Sachama Maschu Ben Hashmashos, that from Shkia begins Ben Hashmashos, skip the brackets, V'omar Sham, and the Gemara says there, the Meshech Ben Hashmashos Tlosa Rive Mil, that the length of Ben Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, V'achar Kach Havei Laila. So the Gemara in Shabbos says that between Shkia and Seis HaGochavim is 3/4 of a mil. One Gemara said it's 4 mil, one Gemara says it's 3/4 of a mil, that's a very big difference. V'amrinan Sham, and we say over there, the Gimel Kochavim Beinonim HaVeilayla, we say over there in Shabbos that 3 average stars is nighttime, Imkein Kosha Adodi. If so, there is a Mefurish Astira between the two Gemaras. Again, the Gemara in Pesachim says that the Zman between Shkia and Seis HaGochavim is 4 mil, which we'll say is 72 minutes. The other Gemara says, starting from Shkia, 3/4 of a mil is Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is the time between Shkia and Seis HaGochavim. So it's saying it's 3/4 of a mil, it's 13 and a half minutes. Is it 72 minutes or is it 13 and a half minutes? It's a steer in the Gemara. Al Kain Teretz Rabbeinu Tam Visi'oto. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam and those who agree with him answer the following way. L'chalek bein Shkia Sachama de Psachim l'Shkia Sachama Shebeshabesham. They say the two Gemaras are talking about two different Shkia Sachamas. There are two sunsets, and the Gemaras are referring to two different things. Tahi de Psachim hu haschalas hashkia. The Gemara in Psachim that says Shkia Tetzais is 72 minutes is talking about Tchila Shkia, the first Shkia, which is what? Mishkias Guf HaShemesh. When the sun starts being hidden from our eyes, we can't see the sun anymore. That's Tchila Shkia. From then, from the beginning of Shkia, until the stars come out, till nighttime, that is 4 mil, that is 72 minutes. And when the Gemara in Shabbos says that from Shkia you have 13 and a half minutes, for Ben Hashmashos you have 3/4 of a mil, Shamu Sofa Shkia. That's not talking about the beginning Shkia, that's talking about the Sofa Shkia, which starts 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. So from then till Seis HaGochavim, Ben Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Shuke Shenishka Gam Ora Hashemesh Merov HaRakia Levad Saram HaRavi. That's where you can no longer see light from the sun and the sky at all, except for on the western side. And that's when Ben Hashmashos starts from the second Shkia, 58 and a half minutes after the first Shkia. Shehi Gimel Rive Mil Kolim Seis HaGochavim. And that's 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil before Tzeis. And again, from the first Shkia to the second Shkia, Rabbeinu Tam holds that day. That's total daytime. V'hu meshech gimel milin u'revia. That's 3 mil and a quarter. That's the 58 and a half minutes. V'oz hu zman tosefa Shabbos. That is the time that you can take to add on to Shabbos. U'kamo shekosav kan b'shulchan aruch. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes over here. U'bein kulam heima dalad milin. And the whole length from the beginning of the first year until the Gochavim, that is 4 mil. That is 72 minutes. V'ad dalad milin me'ascholah sashkia lo havei laila vaday. And until 4 mil from the first Shkia is not Vaday Laila. So Vaday Laila is 72 minutes after the first Shkia. Bein Hashmashos is 13 and a half minutes before that, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Zeu Shitas Rabbeinu Tam V'si'oso V'ayin L'kama V'simin Shishin Lamed Aleph Sefhei V'magen Avram Mashma Shom Shedaitu L'alocha G'shita Zot. Mashma the Magen Avram agrees with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam as well. That is Shita number 1. That's what we saw. The Mishabura also explaining the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Shulchan Aruch goes. And now he explains how the Gra differs. Aval ha-Gra zal cholek al shita zot. Now we're going to read in the Beralocha, we'll see a Chazara tomorrow in the Mishabura as well. So the Gra argues on this. The Herich bekamarayos, and he brings various proofs. The Shkia Sachamash Shebishabis, the Inyan Bein Hashmashos. So when the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about Bein Hashmashos, it's starting from Shkia, who Gamkein Haschalas Hashkia, Kemo Shkia Sachamash Shebishabisham. There's one Shkia None of this two shkia, says the Grutz, one shkia. So when the Gemara in Shabbos says, Ben Hashmasho starts by shkia, 13 and a half minutes, it means shkia. It means the first sunset. There's no difference between the two Gemaras. Umiyar achar shkia skuf ha-shemesh. And right when you can't see the sun, when we call sunset, Maschil ben Hashmashos aliba de Rabbi Yehuda the pasuk Rabbi Yochanan kavasi luchumra b'Shabbos Shom umeshas ma ben Hashmashos ugimu rivei mil. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara in Shabbos that says that ben Hashmashos starts at Shkia and goes 13 and a half minutes. He means Tchila Shkia, what we call Shkia. The next 13 and a half minutes is ben Hashmashos and then it's Vaday Laila. But now we're stuck with a major stira because the Gemara Pesachim says explicitly from Shkia till Tzitzit Kochavim is 4 mil, 72 minutes. So if the Gemara is saying Mefurish that both Gemaras are talking about Tchila Shkia, how does one say Tchila Shkia 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmashos, and one says from Tchila Shkia it's not Vaday Laila till all the way till 72 minutes? It's not even right. So that is the stira that we have to answer now. The Bir Halacha says Vikusha hanal tiris l'chalik. And the way the Gra answers this question is l'chalik ben tseisa kochavim de Shabbos l'tseisa kochavim de Pesachim. Unlike Rabbeinu Tam, who is mechalik in the shkia, there's one shkia and there's a second shkia. The Gra says there's only one shkia. Sunset, like we call shkia. The chiluk between the two Gemaras is the two tseisa kochavim. What are the two tseisa kochavim? So says the Gra, the tseisa kochavim de Shabbos. When the Gemara in Shabbos says that Bein Hashmashos is from Shkia for 13 and a half minutes, then it says, Kochavim, who's man Shalaila? That's night. 13 and a half minutes after sunset, according to the Gra, that's nighttime. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Shu Gimel Kochavim Beinunim. That's when three average stars can be seen. 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, and that's nighttime. So Bein Hashmashos is those 13 and a half minutes. V'tseisa Kochavim de Pesachim, which is 72 minutes later, Hutseis kol hakochavim hanirim balayla. That's when the sky is filled with stars. No halachic nafkamina, according to him, because it's vaday laila when three stars come out. So according to the Gra, shkia, sunset, regular sunset, you can't see the sun, that's shkia. 13 and a half minutes is vaday laila when three stars come out. When the Gemara says it's 4 mil later, that says kochavim. That says kol hakochavim. That has no nafkamina for us lagabi any halachos. That says kol hakochavim. That's when the sky is filled with stars, but it doesn't matter to us because it's vaday laila 13 and a half minutes later. That is how the Gra explains. Shuzman meuchar habi. That's a much later time. V'havi dalid milan achar haskalas hashkila. That's man of when the sky is filled with stars is 72 minutes after the first shkia. V'afa gav shenire le'inayim. And even though it seems to the eyes, shemeshach ben hashmasho shu'atzis okochavim muhar be'yosir megimel rivei mil. What is the Gra saying? The Gra says that from shkia, 13 and a half minutes, is already three stars come out, and we look outside, it's not true. It's pasha not true. So the kasha is on the Gra. How could you say that's vaday laila, three stars are out, look outside, 13 and a half minutes after shkia, you're not going to see stars outside. Hu kemoshe kosav ha-Gra. So it's like the Gra explains with the Uro, Sheshir HaGemara Nemarak Al Ofek Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. That which the Gemara is discussing is talking about the region of Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. Ube Medino Senu, Shenote Yoser Letzafon, but our Medinos which are more north, Misarech Yoser. That 13 and a half minutes really is longer. Welcome to the other shitas, 45 or 42. That's where we get into the other numbers. Because really, where we live, it's not 13 and a half minutes, it's longer than that. V'lochein. Le'inyan, we're going to skip around a little bit, but this is how we're ending the shir with this bi'alacha. V'lochein inyan sof ben hashmashos ein lanu meshech zman mesuyim. Therefore, we don't have an exact end time of when ben hashmashos ends, min ha'gemara al ofek shalanu. For our region, we don't have an exact time. Rak talui lefi ha'ra'us. It depends on what you see. Masai hu gimel kochavim beinonim avalo gidolim. When do you see three medium stars? That's nighttime. It depends on every city that you're in. It goes differently. And since we don't even know what's considered an average size star, Tzorach lahamtin ad ketanim. You have to wait until you see small stars to know that you're for sure at nighttime. Kemo shekasa sin reish tzadigimul. V'ayin shoma shekasavnu ur binyin zeh. Uleshitas hagra anal. According to this shita of the gra, miyad achar shkias kuf hashemesh mi'al ha'aretz u'bein hashmoshos gomer v'kanal. The second sunset hits, it's already a safek laila. U'be'emesh shitaso zos lav chadoshihi. This is not a chiddush of the gra. The Kfar Hiskim came b'tshuvas Maram alashkar Simin Sadivov, the Miyara Achar Shkias Kuf Hashemesh Avabein Hashmashas Gomur. Vehevi Shom Shekein Kosu B'ferish HaGa'inim. The Goinim write the same thing, Harishonim B'tshuvosam, Vehema Rabbeinu Shvira Gon, Rav Hai Gon, Rav Nisim Gon. They all say the same thing, like the Gra. So now we're going to skip down and see Lamaisa. How does this apply to us, Lamaisa? So if you skip down, the first word on the line is Lamaisa. The word before and the last word on the line before is vihine. A few lines down, we're almost done. Vihine l'maisa b'vadai tzarech li'zare kedas ha'gra. For sure, a person has to be careful and be concerned for the shita of the gra. V'harbi min ha'rishona poskmanal. Din miyar achar ha'scholas ha'shkiya haynu misho shecham enusle meinenu hu iser gomer shalasas malachu. You have to be worried about the gra. The second sunset hits, it's nighttime, it's safek laila, malach is absolutely usher from the beginning of shia like the gra. V'chas v'sholem l'hokel b'zeh. V'chas v'sholem to be lenient against the gra and all the goinim. The hu safek iser skilo das kol hani rabosa. There's a safek skilo, it's a safek. It might be Shabbos. Skip the brackets. V'lav davkul in Shabbos, it's not only Shabbos, but anything that requires daytime must be done before Shkia, because that's already Safek Laila. Skip down a couple of lines. V'da. The beginning of the line says, the B'sefer Yireyim. This is a very important point. We're ending with this. The Shita of the Yireyim, L'Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. Hechmir Od Yoser L'inyin Ascholas Ben Hashmashos. We have two shitas so far, when Ben Hashmashos starts. Rabbeinu Tam says Ben Hashmashos starts 58 and a half minutes after sunset. The Gra says Ben Hashmashos starts at sunset. The Yireyim says that Ben Hashmashos starts before sunset, even earlier. Od Yoser Le'inyan Haschol Ben Hashmashos, Usvir Le'i de Ben Hashmashos Maschel Gimel Rivei Mil Kodem Haschol Hashkila. He says 3/4 of a mil before Shkia is already Ben Hashmashos. So 13 and a half minutes, again if a mil is 18 minutes, 13 and a half minutes before Shkia is already a Safek Laila. That's a big Chumrah. V'huvu Dvarav B'Aguda U'B'Mordechai V'ayin B'Bach Sheherich B'Zev V'daitu Sheish Nizar L'Chachil. You should be worried about the Yireyim, the Bach says. V'hevi shekein hoya minag akhilos me'oz V'ayim b'magin avrom shevi gamkin is divir abach U'mashma minei shelukhunra choshas divir abach. Skip the brackets. Achein ha'gro doch hashitas ha're'im hanal. The gro knocks off the re'im V'ayim b'sefer seder zmanim ha'shakosa b'feris divir ha're'im U'mikom ukom l'chadchila b'vadei tolochosh l'divir ha're'im U'lahaktim ma'ad yoseh b'ad lochas ne'o k'dei lotzeh zgam l'shitaso. Zog te b'ra locha. The best is to be worried about the Yireyim and to light candles, consider it Shabbos already, 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. And that's besides Tosefa Shabbos. According to the Yireyim, you have at least 13 and a half minutes. We'll see a shita that's even more than that. But 3/4 of a mil before Shkia is already maybe Bein HaShmashos, according to the Yireyim. So 13 and a half minutes before we call Shkia is a Safek Laila, according to that shita, which the Be'er HaLachos should be machmir for. Plus, you got to add on Tosefa Shabbos, which has to be even earlier than that. So, therefore, one should be knowing accordingly. We'll stop here and we'll continue with this discussion in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.